Okay.
Need a couple of volunteers here to pass these out,
maybe. Just two of you, if you know. Nobody volunteers, huh? We'll have to draft you then. Okay, you can go ahead and begin as soon as you get a copy of it. You probably have around 40 minutes or so to take it. Okay. Two more down there, huh? All right. I think that other brother needs one, too. You need one, too, there?
Okay,
well. It's a test, isn't it? How about that?
It's all the same to me.
Oh, you need one? Okay. Anybody else not have a paper? Another copy? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
you're not finished. Okay, good. We'll go at least another 5 minutes or so. I'll check with you again then. How are we doing now? Does anybody need more time still? Raise your hand. Okay, we'll take about 2 minutes.
Okay, let's exchange papers, if you will. Correct this. Hey, there's 85 points possible on it, so the point values are given in the margins, as you see, so don't mark anything if it's correct. If it's incorrect, mark it wrong and put the number of points wrong in the margin so you can keep track of that. When you finish, subtract the number of points from 85. Most of the, well, multiple choice vary from 1, 2, or 3 points. 4 points for one of them. So, number 1, how long did the children of Israel sojourn in Egypt? The answer should be E, 430 years. E. That's worth 2 points. Number 2, why is there a long blank in the history between Genesis and Exodus, given from Jacob in Egypt to the birth of Moses, which is covered in only a few verses in Exodus 1? The answer should be E. Redemption is the focus of Scripture. Where Israelite history does not convey this focus, it is either summarized or omitted. In other words, it's a redemptive history. And so we're looking at the things that are specifically relevant to the plan of salvation, not to all of the historical events themselves. So E is the correct answer. That's worth 4. Number 3, what is the approximate date of the Exodus from Egypt? The answer should be D, 1446 B.C. D, 1446 B.C. That's worth 2 points. Number 4, referring to Pharaoh's daughter, Exodus 2:10 says that Moses became her son, but Hebrews 11:24 says that Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Harmonize this apparent discrepancy. The answer should be A. A. The Hebrew passage alludes to a later point in Moses' life. So that's worth 3 points. Excuse me. Number 5, what does the Hebrew word Moshe, or English Moses, mean? The answer is B, drawn out. Drawn out. The idea of drawn out of the river. It's worth 2 points. Okay, number 6. When Moses saw an Egyptian smiting Hebrew, he slew him. What does this event and its consequences teach, demonstrate, or typify? The answer should be D. God's people will be delivered only by his spirit and his time, not by works of the flesh. It didn't accomplish anything, so we're not looking for that as a type of Christ smiting the enemies and so forth. He did that in a completely different way. So this was, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And found himself on the backside of the desert for 40 years after that. So D is the correct answer, worth 2 points. Number 7, how many years was Moses in Midian? The answer is E, 40. 40. Moses' life is in groups of 40 years. So we have 40 years in Egypt, and 40 years in the wilderness, and then 40 years in Midian, and then 40 years with the children of Israel in the wilderness. Okay, number 8, at the burning bush, God told Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What doctrine did Jesus confirm when he made reference to the statement? The answer is A, the resurrection. The resurrection. Remember Jesus' statement, God is not the God of the dead, but the living. And if he's God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they must be alive. So that was his point. It's a very interesting deduction, logically. Number 9, which of the following is the first person singular imperfect form of the Hebrew verb meaning to be, to exist, or to become? The answer is B, Aya, B. Okay. All those others are real Hebrew words. None of them are made up. But number 10, and they're all derivatives of that same verb form, except for Hawa is an older form of that. Number 10, why didn't Israel's borrowing from the Egyptians just before the Exodus involve deception or false pretenses? The answer is C. The Hebrew makes it clear that they asked or demanded rather than borrowed, with a promise to return. So there was no intent to return it. And that was understood by the Egyptians as well. They were more than willing to give it by the time that the plagues were done. Okay, that's 3 points. Number 11, why did God seek to kill Moses on his way to Egypt from Midian? The answer is D, for not circumcising his son. D. That's 3 points. Number 12, as a result of Moses' first interview with Pharaoh, the Egyptians increased the workload of the Israelites. What did the Israelites do? The answer is, you can probably guess this even if you didn't know. They complained bitterly to Moses and Aaron. E. E is the correct answer. You've made us to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and so forth, what they said. Okay, it wasn't until after the plagues that they were a little bit more compliant in getting out. Of course, they still had some problems as they faced obstacles. Number 13. In Exodus 6:3, God says, and I appeared unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Yahweh, Jehovah, was I not known to them. What does this mean? The answer should be C. God did not fully reveal his covenant-keeping nature to the patriarchs. through the name Yahweh, although they did use the name. We had evidence that they used the name, but they didn't have the full revelation of the whole covenant and so forth. So that's where 3 points. Number 14, the month of Passover, Abib or Nisan, corresponds with our A, March or April. A, March or April. So should be right in the middle of Abib or Nisan right now. They're observing that calendar. Number 15, the month of the Passover, Abib or Nisan, is which month of the Hebrew civil year? The answer is D, the seventh month. And which month of the Hebrew religious year is A, the first month? Remember, when the Passover says, God says this is going to be your first month now. So it had been the seventh month, but it became the first month with Passover. Those are each worth 1 point, 1 point each. Number 16, who ate the Passover? The answer should be C, every Israelite. Every Israelite was to eat it. The heads of the family were to kill it and so forth, but they were all to eat it. Not just the males either, all the Israelites. Number 17, which of the following animals could be used as a Passover besides a lamb? The answer is B, a goat. Could be a goat as well as a lamb. We discussed the typology on both sides of that for 2 points. Number 18, with how many men did Israel leave Egypt? That is, men old enough and able to go to war. The answer should be C, 600,000. 600,000. It's from that estimate that we derive the full figure of around 3.5 million, roughly, using reasonable figures on the basis of how many children they could have had and so forth. Of course, it's going to fluctuate between 2 and 4 million, probably. But 600,000 men. Number 19, concerning the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus 13:18 says the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. What does this mean? The answer is D, they walked along in orderly military ranks. Was order to it. It wasn't chaos. Number 20, Israel did not leave Egypt by the way of the land of the Philistines. Why not? The answer is E. Israel would not would return to Egypt if faced with war along this passage. And the point was that that's what God said. If they had to face war with the Philistines, they would go back to Egypt instead. Okay, number 21, what is the best literal translation of the Hebrew words for Red Sea? The answer should be B, Sea of Weeds would be the best literal translation, Sea of Weeds. Not Sea of Reeds and so forth, but the Sea of Weeds. And then as far as the New Testament, that's for the Hebrew. What is the best literal translation of the Greek words in the New Testament referring to the same body of water? And the answer is E, Red Sea. There's no question about that. It's the Greek word for red. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 22, what does manna mean? The answer is B, what is it? What is it? It's a question in Hebrew. That's what it means. And all the other things are some of the attributes of it. Next section is matching. These are worth 1 point each. 1 point per blank. That holds true for all of the matching questions. All of them are worth 1 point per blank. The names of people. Number one, Amalek. The answer should be F, warlike. F, warlike. Number two, Eliezer is G. God is my help. G. Number three, Gershom is A, a stranger there. It's the son of Moses. A stranger there. Number four, Hur is D, white. D. Of holiness. Number five, Reuel is C, friend of God. He's also known as Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. Number six, Zipporah is H, little bird, H. Okay, 1 point each. Names of places. This is also 1 point each. Number one, Elam is B, trees, B, as in boy. Number two, Mara is A, bitter, A. Number three, Massa is F, testing, F. Number four, Meribah is D, strife, D. Number five, Migdal is H, tower. And number six, Succoth is C, tents, or booths could have been too, tents. I'll give you those again real quickly. Number one, B. Number two, A. Number three, F. Number four, D. Number five, H. Number six, C. Okay, then the last one on the plagues. This is worth 20 points total, 1 point per blank. So you get 1 point for each one of the plagues and then 1 point for each one of the types. Number plague one, the answer should be E for the plague and F for the type. So I'll just go straight across here. So E for the plague and F for the type for plague one. Plague two, you should have A in the first blank there for the plague and the type is I. The uncleanness, it's the frogs, the uncleanness of the frogs coming out of men's hearts and so forth. The third plague is H for the plague, and the type is D. So H is the dust turns to lice on men and beast, and the type is the flesh brings forth suffering and strife. Plague four, the plague is K, and the type is J. A would be the swarms of flies everywhere, and then the type J, sinners irritate one another in many small ways. Number five, the fifth plague, the plague should be G, cattle and horses, etc., die from disease. The type should be A, economic affairs of men will sicken and die. The cattle was their economy. Number six, the plague is B as in boy. The boils break out on man and beast. And the type is K, outward manifestation, exposure of men's wicked hearts. The boil is a poison, evidence of poison in the system. And so it's the wickedness in man's hearts that's being manifest. Plague 7, F, is the hail, lightning, destroying the crops. The type would be L, God from heaven destroys the world system. The hail and lightning are coming from above. It's an evidence of God's judgment upon the world. Number 8, the plague should be J, locusts consume the crops. And the type is C, demons strip the world of its life. Okay, plague 9 is D for the plague. D is in dog, darkness throughout the land. The type is H, world is enveloped in spiritual ignorance. Darkness speaks of spiritual ignorance, lack of knowledge, lack of the word of God. And then finally, plague 10, the plague should be I, the firstborn of man and beast slain. And the type is B as in boy, sinners lose spiritual inheritance and eternal life. B. I'll read through those again. I think I'll do it this time column by column. First, I'll look at the plague column. And just to double check, make sure you have it corrected properly. In the plague column going down now, plague 1 should be E, plague 2 is A, plague 3 is H, plague 4 is K, plague 5 is G, plague 6 is B, plague 7 is F, plague 8 is J, plague 9 is D as in dog, plague 10 is I. In the types, we'll just go through this real quick. Plague 1, you should have F, plague 2 is I, plague 3 is D as in dog, plague 4 is J, plague 5 is A, plague 6 is K, plague 7 L, plague 8 is C, plague 9 is H, and plague 10 is B as in boy. Okay, we'll go ahead and take a break. You can either just leave the test on the desk and go take a break, and we'll exchange them later, or just double check there and do your addition now if you want. And we'll take a little bit longer there. That might be best. We'll just go ahead and take a break, and we'll settle everything afterwards. If your curiosity's got the better of you, you can go check your paper.